This is Jesse Seal with Eastern Sierra Now, the best in local news for today, September 29th, 2021. So today is National Coffee Day. That's almost as good as Christmas to a lot of us. You know, there's no better way to celebrate National Coffee Day than heading down to Big Pine and going to Brewed Awakening and their little spoonful of sarcasm. I get the Dirty Bean coffee there so much that they're probably going to have to just rename it Jesse. There's a lot to unpack there. Anyway, point is, great drinks, super fun, funny atmosphere, sandwiches, breakfast foods, pastries. Oh my God, the pastries. You need to go check this place out if you haven't. And if you have, you know you want to go back. Seriously, for coffee day, definitely check that out. Tomorrow morning, head down to Brewed Awakening in Big Pine. Not a lot going on in the news today. One thing that was interesting was the cleanup will start on exposed waste in historic dump site. So crews started working today on the $864,000 safety upgrade to the former Levining Burn dump site after county inspections revealed rains had eroded portions of the dump's protective cover of potential hazardous materials. Closed in 1972, the site near the Mono Basin Scenic Area Visitor Center, overlooking Mono Lake, received municipal solid waste from Levining during an era before regulation of solid waste dumps. To protect public safety, the Inyo National Forest Service partnered with California Department of Resources, Recycling, and Recovery to reinforce the protective soil covering of the former Levining Burn dump site and reduce future erosion. CalRecycle is using technical consultants to plan and perform the work, which includes relocating some solid waste to adjust the path of stormwater drainage channels to reduce future erosion. Some waste in the burn site will be moved and consolidated within the existing site. About 1,800 cubic yards of consolidated waste will be graded and covered with soil from a nearby site. Crews will also harden the stormwater drainage channels with grouted rock to minimize erosion. The Forest Service provided archaeological clearance on tribal lands and support to prevent the spread of invasive species. It also set guidelines to receding native plants once the work is complete. The Inyo National Forest sought to proactively mitigate the hazards at the site, and we are pleased to have a partner like CalRecycle achieve this goal, said Nora Gamino, forest engineer. The project is primarily funded by CalRecycle through their solid waste cleanup program with matching contributions from the Forest Service. Visitors to the Mono Basin Scenic Area Visitor Center should expect portions of the parking lot to be closed while construction is underway. Work will continue through the end of November 2021. The visitor center will close for the season on October 2nd. Erosion of waste and invasive species. This sounds like the beginning of a supervillain to me. We'll follow closely. Very good thing to get out there and clean that up. Our natural environment is by far our greatest resource here in the Eastern Sierra. We talked about it last night, but I want to go over it again because it's a cool event. Friday Night Market will be October 1st. The last Friday Night Market in downtown Bishop will be held October 1st from 6 to 9. The market takes place on Academy Street, and they have extended venues to hold an international food court. There are several new exhibitors, plus locals selling fresh-picked produce, grass-fed beef, eggs, and a variety of handcrafted items. There's two bars, one being the Owens Valley Distillery. And you'll have to go to see what the other one is. Come have a cocktail or beer while listening and dancing to the Bill Planchin and Friends Band. The market's free and sponsored by Eastern Sierra Artists and the City of Bishop. For more information, call Gay Mueller at 760-937-2942. And remember that this weekend is the Choo Choo Swap Meet at the fairgrounds, and Owens Valley Cruisers will be at the park with all those awesome cars. And the Lions Club will be having their pancake breakfast. Apparently, that's world famous. I can vouch for that. I've eaten it. Just a little bit of a Windy Fire update. There'll be a public meeting tonight at 7 p.m. It'll be a virtual public meeting, and the meeting will be live streamed on the Sequoia National Forest Facebook page and on Zoom. The meeting ID is on EasternSierraNow.com. If you have questions that you'd like answered at the meeting, please send them to 2021.windy@firenet.gov. Just a quick update on that. The Windy Fire is at 87,901 acres with 25% containment, which is better than the last time we reported on it, so that's good news, and is a full suppression fire. The fire is burning on the Tule River Indian Reservation and the Sequoia National Forest, including the giant Sequoia National Monument. The fire perimeter increased 583 acres in the last 24 hours, so that's not good. Resources being used, 2,393 personnel, 67 hand crews, 133 engines, 18 helicopters, 34 dozers, and 9 water tenders. Structures threatened, 2,000 residences, 100 commercial buildings, and injuries have been 3. Thank God for that. So let's hope this gets under hand quicker than later. Definitely anybody that's interested in the state of that fire, go check out the meeting tonight at 7 p.m. New little segment we're going to start here on Eastern Sierra Now, home of the best local news, is called Insta News. A lot of news sources only post to Instagram, which is pretty smart. A lot of people have that. It's right in your hand. You know, that's a great way to go for news. So when you sign on to your Spotify account or whatever you wherever you get your podcasts and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now, you can check out these things on Instagram as well. We'll be posting it to our Instagram page. But just a quick little, this is what's going on. I figured I'd read a couple of these things for you. Prepared by the wonderful Ella Boehm. The leaves are starting to change in the mountains, and for a chance to be featured as a photographer, check out Visit Mammoth's Instagram page at Visit Mammoth. They'll be picking some of their favorite fall photos every week to feature on their page. So if you're a photographer, make sure to post some good pictures and tag at Visit Mammoth for your chance to get featured. That's a pretty awesome way to get featured. That's cool. Mammoth Hospital is offering a new 6-week ski class from October 5th to November 11th. The class will be in person and will meet at Mammoth High School every Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. The cost is only $99 for all 12 classes. That is a great deal. So call 760-965-9954 for more information. The Bishop FFA is hosting two upcoming Halloween events, the Haunted Swamp and the Pumpkin Patch. The Haunted Swamp will be running October 16th through the 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. and costs $10 a person. That's always a fun time. I've done it multiple years in a row. Very fun. It reminds me of the Big Pine Haunted Castle that used to go on throughout the 90s and early 2000s. Such an amazing event. The Pumpkin Patch will be running October 9th from 10 to 4, and we'll have games, hay rides, and food in addition to, of course, the pumpkins. Both events support our local FFA, so please do not miss it. And if you're wondering where that's at, it is at the school farm just across the street from Northern Inyo Hospital. Definitely check that out with your families and all your little ghouls and goblins because you do not want to miss that event. That was it for our Insta News for 9/29. And with that, I bid you adieu from Eastern Sierra Now. This has been Jesse Steele for September 29th. And remember, go have some coffee on Coffee Day. And you might as well do it at Brood Awakening.